Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, if Chicago is playing, by God, that's Steve Molesky's walk-up music.
Is it?
Yeah, he loves himself some Chicago.
Even this album?
Steve was actually in a 47-piece band, too. So, Steve Molesky joins us here to talk a little Orioles. Steve, real quick, before we get into anything, tell everybody about your Substack.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. That's where I am writing this year. SteveOnBaseball.substack.com. And come on over. We got a multimedia space, daily stories. I do the game blog there at night, or in the case of today, and some videos and a podcast, which this week my guest will be the great Jacob Calvin Meyer. So we got a lot going on over there at Substack.
Cool. Are you a Chicago fan?
Big time. Yeah, way back, man. I saw those guys at Pier 6 a couple years ago. Wow. And I mean, pushing 70 years old, they still got it. But I'll say this, the best concert ever was at Sphere in Las Vegas last December. I saw the Eagles.
I got to get a bucket list for me, man.
Yep.
Oh, man, the venue, the Sphere is unbelievable. And I had no idea Vince Gill was that good with the Eagles, but holy heck, it was something.
By the way, I'm going to be in my spaceship flying to the Sphere when I go, so it's I can't wait to see that.
Well, the globe in Queens for the old World's Fair there. Yeah, that Sphere.
That place is epic, man, but if you're afraid of heights, the higher up you go, it is steep.
Wow. I'll just say quickly, my 10th birthday gift I begged my parents for was the 4-record Chicago White Album.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, Peter Cetera had the voice of an angel, so what are you going to do? That's my favorite Chicago.
Anyway.
We're still mad at him for leaving the band.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Steve, I almost don't know where to begin with this. It's such a dumpster fire. What do you think about just bringing up – you follow the minors more closely than anybody that we know. Who would you like to see up here just to see what they can do? And would you like to see them just, bring them up and make them everyday players just to see what they can do? Because if they play 500 ball this season, it'll be 72 wins. I mean, I don't see them going anywhere. So who would you like to see here?
Well, the one thing that the collapse of the season has done is maybe open some things up for this to be a different year. Everything from how they react at the trade deadline, where maybe they're sellers, to maybe it's a second half rebuilding type year as they try to gear back up to contend again, hopefully in 2026. And maybe that opens it for Mayo or Bisaio, or, Dillon Beavers is an outfielder having a really good year right now. at AAA, and I've always liked Dylan Beavers. He's a top 10 prospect. He doesn't get talked much about, but he's a solid offensive and defensive player. He's a pretty good combination of a good hit tool and some pop. Got a little speed. I mean, he can bring some stuff in the outfield. So sometimes they don't bring these guys up, you know, because they don't have to be protected yet until that December. But I think the Orioles might be in a different mode this year now.
So, Steve, not to put you on the spot with Mike Elias, I know a lot of the reporters were upset that he did the interview on the road, didn't speak up right away. How do you feel about the state of the team? I mean, is this a season where we may see the house just get clean totally from a front office standpoint?
I mean, we don't know how the ownership group is thinking. You know, the reporters and the fans haven't heard from Mr. Rubenstein during this process either. So I do think, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I mean, you know, you cannot dismiss your manager and not have the general manager make some comments that day. That was surprising. Very surprising. I mean, you had like 10 players talk and, you know, Mike did not. And I don't know why there wasn't like a 10 or 15 minute just go in the interview room, give a couple comments or something. And so he did yesterday. And I mean, it was interesting to hear what he said. And he did say we have to look at everything we're doing in the entire organization. And I think that's prudent now, you know, on field, off field, you know, player development, you know, they just got to, you know, some things have to be cleaned up.
Steve, since you did follow the, you know, the minor league system so closely, how, I feel like Elias is taking, obviously it's all his responsibilities, the GM, but have you seen other, I mean, blue chip minor leaguers who come up and perform and then all of a sudden just don't? I mean, I'm pointing at Adley right now, mostly, I guess, where, you know, he comes up, he's the face of the team. Their fortunes turn around the day he gets brought up from the minors. And now he's, you know, he's hovering around the Mendoza line. He's just not having a very good year and started last year. Have you seen anything like this before?
It had seemed that Adley had turned the corner, right? It's 800 OPS. He's an all-star. He's getting MVP votes. So I'm not used to seeing a guy go from 800 OPS to six something.
Yeah.
You know, you have that happen over weeks and maybe even a month or two, but now we're almost a calendar year into this with Adley and his struggles. And so has to be part physical, part mental. You know, I still see an uppercut swing. I still see him not attacking early in the count, taking the first pitch right down the middle.
All
sometimes.
The time. Yeah.
It's like at some point you have to make adjustments. And Adley, I don't know what's going on. He doesn't seem to make them, and it doesn't seem to have any repercussions because he still bats second or third the next night with a 2.205 average. So, I mean, at some point you have to say he's not doing it for us and he's going to have to bat seventh until he does. And right now the Orioles don't seem to want to do that.
Steve Molesky joining us here on the Big Bad Morning Show. One last thing, Steve, before we let you run, just looking at this rotation, because if we get to the point where they're going to be trading pieces, you'd have to think that Sagano and Eflin are probably at the top of the list to go along with a few others. What's the rotation look like next year? Because it seems like they're going to have to basically go right back out in free agency and try to do this again, right?
Well, there's a long list of decent free options next year. I mean, pretty good pitchers. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's a Corbin Burns, but there's a long list of, like, you know, like just cut below that, which
Dylan
means
Cease and a handful of guys like that.
Except I think Lugo might be on that list. And, you know, there's some good names and it's deep. And so the question for me becomes, why not go to Eflin and Sagano and see if you can keep them while you already have something good, knowing you're going to have to add to it, whether that's a trade, you know, it might be this deadline. Maybe there's something before this season's out, where they add a pitcher to help this year and beyond, someone with team control. So that's on the docket, man. It's time for the Orioles to invest money in pitching.
Hey, Steve, give the Substack out one more time where they can find you, Steve on Baseball.
Yes, steveonbaseball.substack.com. Come on over.
Always a pleasure, man. Appreciate the insight, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you real soon.
Hope so. Thanks, guys.
Good seeing you yesterday, man.
Just another, hey, it's not letting me hang up here, Joe. Did I do something? It did? Oh, my screen just froze. Sorry. All right. I just didn't want Steve to be hanging in there and all of a sudden talking in the background. I was like, what did he say?
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
It'd be quite as bad as me talking in the background.
Man. By the way, I'm in charge of Ed when we're talking, coming back in from breaks, and sometimes I feel like a jerk because I'm like, shh. It's like Dr. Evil. I'm going, shh, shh, stop it. Shh, stop talking. Don't. Something's going to happen. Because we're obviously talking about things you don't want people to hear.
Yes. Absolutely. That's 100% what happens.
Like, we're going to be coming back one time, and Ed's going to be like, yeah, and I punched her right in the belly. Like, what?
That has happened.
Hold on, what happened?
You can't hear it because the music blocks it out, but then, like, I can go back when there's no background sound to it when I pull up in the skimmer, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm glad that did not go out over the air.
Yeah, there's some definite things. By the way, even some of the sounds that come from the laptops and phones, like Rob's phone's going off, your laptop, I'm like, which site are you on? Anyway.
Not ESPN.
Is that a hamster? Oh, look, all right. Let me get away from this before I get myself in trouble. We're going to talk more Orioles. Want to take your phone calls. We want to hear from you. It seemed like a lot of the beat reporters were upset about Mike Elias. Can he do anything to win back this fan base, in your opinion? Because I think he's lost a lot of the people, whether or not they can turn this thing around. 410-583-1057. We talk about it next here.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a pretty hectic few days. Got Tony in place. and traveled up here with the team, and I just needed a couple days.
That's Mike Elias talking about why he didn't speak right after the Brandon Hyde firing, saying he needed a couple of days. As some people have pointed out, the players didn't get that. The people that were left behind didn't get that. And it's interesting because I don't know that people would look at Baltimore media and compare them to like how aggressive it is in New York, right? I'm not saying anything negative about the guys here. It's just a little bit more laid back. And I feel like we've seen some of the writers be a little bit more aggressive because he wasn't there. And it's like, is it being a GM for the first time and firing the manager you didn't know you should be there? Like, wasn't expecting it? Was this something that the owner forced him to do? Because that, honestly, that's what I think it was.
There's two different points you made,
though. Okay, go ahead.
Was he forced to make the move on Hyde by the owner, but he didn't know he should have a press conference, was the second point.
I'm not saying he didn't know. I'm saying, is that a reason why he didn't show up? Because, like, he's never done this before?
It better not be.
It's just weird that
whatever profession you're in, you see what people do. I mean, you could be a guy waiting for a bus right now. You've seen, owners and GMs get up when they have a big event. You let go, a star player, a manager, somebody like that. It's like they get out in front of the camera. I told you, my advice was get your good news out fast, get your bad news out faster.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
And usually you get there was a Friday game, right? And then he got fired. And then Saturday came out.
Yeah,
Saturday morning it came out. Because we always hear about bad news gets delivered on Friday nights when, most people are.
News cycle.
All right, well, do you think you can win back the fan base? Or do you think he's lost them?
I can win them back. I mean, winning cures everything. If all of a sudden they make a sharp starboard right turn, they're like, okay.
Well, you just asked, do you think it's going to be a 100-loss season to me?
Right.
You asked me about a 100-loss season. Is that a possibility? And of course it is. If this keeps going the way that it has been going, do you think Mike Elias survives the season?
If they ever lose 100 games?
No, I'm saying if it's
Which scenario?
It looks like they're dead. If they just keep losing. I don't care if it's 100 games, 99, 110, whatever. I'm saying if it keeps going like it is now, he can't survive the season, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. I talked to you on the break. I mean, if they play 500 baseball from now on.
Was it 72 games?
They'll win 72.5 games. 72 games. 73 games. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
They'll win 73 games. That's 500 baseball, right? Currently, they have a .319 winning percentage. That's a huge leap for them to hit 500.
They lead the league in strikeouts, but not with their pitchers.
Right. Yeah.
They lead the league in the worst hitting team with runners in scoring position. It's like, don't go to second because you won't get home.
Lead the American League in negative point differential, run differential, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just ugly. All right, let's take some callers here.
They've lost 8 in a row, by the way.
It's just ugly. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
You know, a few things. The one part he said about, like, venturing down all the avenues, you know, that was what the owner had said when he kind of took over the team and so on. But, as a fan of this team, I'm not a big fan of Mike Elias at this point. I feel like he played Chicken Little with the media. I mean, you guys and people like Cordell worked their butts off to get the information first, and you ducked all those folks. I just think Mike Elias will tell people whatever he has to save his job, as opposed to where Buck and even Hyder were real honest with the people. That's why I'm not in his corner.
All right. Kevin, appreciate it, man. Kevin's been calling in, talking about the O's for a long time, and I know some people are souring on him. Believe it or not, I still haven't. Like, I think he's been amazing in the draft. You do have questions about free agency and what happened in this offseason. Mm-hmm. Like, initially, when I was looking at it, I didn't like the big contracts the other guys got, but we kept talking about the ancillary pieces. Like, why weren't you talking to a Sean Manaea, even though that didn't work out appropriately with his injury?
It's just, and I can't disagree with him, Mike. It's his opinion. Opinions can't be wrong because it's not a that's not an outrageous opinion to throw out there. I get it. I'm with you. I feel like I've had good relationship with Elias. I do believe when he speaks, and I even believe, like I said, when we had him on and said that Hyde wasn't in danger. It's not him. And 4 days later, he's fired. I just don't think he would say that knowing he's, you know.
That's why I think the owner fired
him. Yeah, he's got him in the crosshairs.
Like, people could say what they want. We've had Elias on a ton of times, and the one thing I've always felt about him is that he didn't talk in circles or try to navigate things. If you asked him a question, he gave you the answer. If he didn't know the answer, he said he didn't know. Like, I always felt like he was very straightforward in that sense.
He didn't have the Dan Duquette laugh.
When I told Dan Duquette, I said, hey, if the Orioles win the pennant, you and I are going rollerblading through the Inner Harbor. And he'll It's so funny. All right, let's go get Marcus in Baltimore. Marcus, what's up, man?
How are we doing, guys?
Good.
I'll say scared money don't make money. we had all these pieces to do all this stuff, to make all these trades, and he was just like, I don't know. I don't know if I should do that. Like, the goal is to win. Like, all these guys aren't going to grow up here. Like, they're just not. Like, you keep your core pieces, your most talent, your Gunners, your Adleys, your Jackson Holiday. Everybody else is for sale. You keep cornerstone pieces to make everything good. Like Kyle Bradish, I think he has ace stuff, personally. Once Grayson Rodriguez kept not being able to stay healthy, all right, you're out of there. Let's see what we can get for you. You know what I mean? Like they're adults. This is a business. This is a business in which winning gets you more money. Like, scared money don't make money. I just think he played around with scared money.
Yeah, my man Young Jeezy said that. Thanks, man. That's Marcus. I mean, look, there's a lot of good points there. The one thing I do want to say is, like, looking at the way that things have went in the offseason, wondering if he is still here, how does that change moving forward? Because what I don't want is the knee-jerk reaction to just go out and try to grab whatever you can now.
Right.
It still has to be the right deals. And I do believe this, whether you want to get into it or not, I think he had the business model to make this team just like the Rays when the Angeloses were here. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, we got an influx, because they would have never made that trade for Corbin Burns on a one-year deal with the Angeloses. It just wouldn't have happened.
No, definitely not.
And then they had the opportunity to do it again this year with Dylan Cease, but it's not a game you want to keep playing, although Dylan Cease is a free agent in the offseason, so if you really have that interest, you can go grab him. But they really need to find a couple of guys to just bring in and be a part of this rotation. The sad part is, what if they had a good rotation? The hitting still sucks right now.
Terrible.
And I don't know that there's a great reason why that is. Like, is it approach? Are you trying to ambush too much? Are you getting caught in between?
Well, Molesky brought up a good point that I've seen. Where Adley, he lets these first strike pitches come in. First pitch strikes are killing him.
You know what happened? Because he takes pitches and he takes that first pitch strike, he needs to flip the script and start jumping on those first pitch fastballs, because the model's out to say, oh, he's not swinging at the first pitch. Get ahead 0-1.
And that's what's happening.
So, and as a catcher, like, I'm just surprised. He works a lot of counts. He's got a great eye. And I was saying something to you that this past week in Major League Baseball, umpires missed 1,008 calls. 1,008, guys. You know, you look at those things and how bad it's been officiating. But it's still the same thing with Adley. Like, even when he's right as far as the strike zone goes, because he's got a great eye. I think he's got one of the best eyes in baseball.
He does. Stats bear that out, yeah.
But if you're getting behind in counts all the time, now you have to guess. Now you're trying to work on certain fouling pitches off. It's way more difficult to hit in pitchers' counts than it is in hitters' counts.
Absolutely.
That's why they're called that way. So, all right, more phone calls. Jeff, hang on. We'll get to you. 410-583-1057. Can Mike Elias win the fan base back? We want to hear from you.
You know, ultimately, I think this is something that, as we look at our underperformance, you know, we decide to make the move to pursue a different coaching voice and try to get these players back on track, because this has been really frustrating. This is a really good group of players, and these young position players have played so well for so long together, and we haven't seen that to the degree that we want for a while now.
That's Mike Elias. I mean, I think there does have to be, or you should have, a mixture of, you know, vets and young guys, and having all these young guys coming up, maybe it was a sign that you should have moved something. But I'm not the guy that sit here and say you got to trade something just for the sake of trading it. There are a lot of people that wanted them to trade Jackson Holiday last year.
Yeah.
And I think you guys were insane just because he started off slow. It's like, it's baseball. Weird things happen. And I went through this, Ed, talking about, like, Roy Halladay. Mm-hmm. If you based him upon his first 2 years in the league, you go, that guy has no business pitching in Major League Baseball. He's a Hall of Famer now.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time.
Nolan Ryan.
I mean, all of it's perfect. We just brought up Dylan Cease. Yeah. As a gambler, I used to attack Dylan Cease in every single start, and then he turned the corner, and you're like, oh, now I see why they kept trotting him out there. Because he was getting hit hard left and right, and, you know, things obviously changed. So I went through this whole thing with the prospects where Basayo is considered an untouchable. Like, they're not moving him for anything, in my opinion. I thought Jackson Holiday was an untouchable, and even though I love Kobe Mayo, I thought he was the one guy they might move, although I didn't want to see it happen either. Just because I feel like people said, if you know you have something special, then you don't move it. That's what all these guys are talking about. And then they go, but I would trade Kobe Mayo. I'm going, well, how do you know they don't think they have something special in him? Because he went 0 for 30 in his last 30 at bats. It's kind of incredible to me, but I do think it's frustrating for a lot of fans out there to see where this team is and can't believe that this is happening. I was even saying to somebody else, like, I love what I do. I love coming in and talking sports. I hate talking about a bad baseball team.
It's very tough. It really is. No joke.
Look, you know you're going to have losses. And when I say bad, I mean like this bad. You have a mediocre team that's middle of the pack. I mean, that's what the Orioles had been to below that for a long period of time. I mean, I've done radio for 25 years in this city. God, I'm old. 25 years in this city. And then you go back and look at all the years we had. We've had 7 or 8 good years mixed in there over the past 25. And good might be a stretch to a degree. Yeah. Like these last 2 years of getting to the postseason, winning the AL East.
Haven't gone to a World Series.
No. And they've gone to one, ALCS. And then I think they gave up 3 runs in 4 games and lost all of them. I know that doesn't make sense, but that's how bad it was. They couldn't score. Yeah. Losing all these close games to the Royals. So, yeah, I think there's a lot that has to happen here moving forward. And we have some callers that want to chime in about Mike Elias. Can he win the fan base back? Let's go to Jeff in Middle River. Jeff, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Kind of going back to Jeremy's point about, the winning percentage and if that carries over, into the rest of the season. If we're in the 300s by the end of the year, It's pretty obvious that you got to move on from Mike Elias.
Yep.
So how do you give him the trade deadline if that is the ultimate move? I think we've seen his trades. I love Eflin. I thought that was a good move. But other than that, it's really been a bunch of head scratchers. And how do you give a guy the opportunity to, we're at a pivotal point with this franchise. Like, but if you're going to move on.
I'd go back to, I wouldn't say it's a bunch of head scratchers because even the Eflin move, like, people are still upset over the whole Stowers trade and giving up too much to go get Trevor Rogers. But he did find Yennier Cano and Cade Povich in a trade. They said he was crazy for moving Javi Lopez when you had Felix Bautista there. And then there were some other smaller trades that he made that have worked out. And I'd even throw the Corbin Burns trade in there. People may not consider it a success, but they still got another first-round pick coming up in the draft.
Right. And yeah. And I think, it's more so, if you're going to bring in new front office guys, they're obviously going to have different opinions on, everything that Elias has done. Maybe not completely, but they're going to come down to a really, really interesting decision when we get close to that trade deadline to be like, do we give him that another opportunity here to change it and maybe save his job? Or is it toast? And, by the trade deadline, we're even worse than we're at now. I don't even know if that even does anything to make a difference,
Yeah, I mean, you got to consider it, too, because Mike Elias is going to be making the draft. And I think it's a good thing if he's making – thanks for the phone call, Jeff. Great points. If he's making the picks at the amateur draft, if he is making the decisions on who to trade and who not to trade at the deadline, like, they should be going up to Zach Eflin going, hey, man, like, do you want to be here? Because, like, we'd love to have you here. Or is there a chance that at the end of the year you want to go back to Florida, whatever it is? Mm-hmm. I don't know why that rumor is so strong that he's so, like, he's family oriented and loved being in
Florida. I don't
know
why it is either.
But
maybe it's true. I mean, we heard about Burns with Arizona. So maybe it is true. I don't know.
Let's grab Chris in Baltimore. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. So I guess I'm going to look at this like a Rubik's Cube. What is it, the combination? Is it the management? You got new owner. Is it the player combination? Like, Jeremy, you're a betting guy. Like, how would you look at this if you were betting?
I mean, it's hard. Like, it's not one singular person's fault. And I think most people, if they're going to blame somebody, they're going to blame Elias for what's gone wrong. Like, all these injuries. Nobody expected this. that this could happen at this moment. And even the same thing when going into the offseason, there were some swings and misses in free agency. There's no question. But if you weren't going to trade any of your prospects, you need to do your due diligence and try to work some packages. Mm-hmm. You got to be willing to move somebody if you want to get something. You move something for something. That's the way it's always gone in this league. But I fully believe that they don't want to be the team that trades away Fernando Tatis Jr. for James Shields. Because everybody's like, oh, you got to go get an arm. Got to go get an arm.
Yeah.
And it would have been great to have Tarek Skubal here, but pitching wasn't the problem in the postseason. It was hitting.
It's hitting, for sure. Again.
Chris, appreciate the phone call, but like, there's...
The hitting now is the problem.
And by the way, even in... Now it's changed, but all the way up until this losing streak, Vegas still thought, their algorithm, still thought the Orioles were a good team. They were favored on the road in certain situations. They, even being favorites at home over the Nats, as big as they were and how bad that went... Now it's kind of turned where people are realizing that this team is just kind of dying right in front of our eyes and things are ugly. And now I think that's changed to a degree where you're going to see them be an underdog for a good portion of the rest of the year.
Oh, how could you not?
I mean, but it took a while to get here, though. So like when I'm looking at it, I'm going, okay, there's still a chance to turn this around. Ain't no chance now. It's dead.
I don't see it.
So, all right, it's been kind of a crazy show talking Orioles. We're going to get into some NFL. I want to talk about the tush push. The vote comes out today, but Eagles players don't sound too worried about the
Packers started this?
Yeah, the Packers started it.
Yeah.
If you're Nick Sirianni, are you worried about the future of the offense without the tush push? We talk about it next here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm not a Mr. Analytics guy or stats keeper. You might have to look that up, the conversion rate is. But listen, guys, as in terms of them banning the Tush Push, I hate that name, so I hope they do ban it. It's a stupid name. But I can't control that. We can't control it, so we don't even worry about that. Right now, we're just installing our schemes. Whatever KP is installing that day, that's what we're focused on. Because worrying about if they're going to ban the Tush Push or not ain't going to win us another championship.
That's Jordan Mailata talking about banning the Tush Push. You know, and that's a massive, massive man, by the way. And if you look at Brotherly Shove, which he probably likes that a little bit better than the Tush Push name.
Don't we all?
I think it's clever. The fact that it's going on and there's so many defensive players against it. And I think there are teams that are looking at it going, okay, if we get in the short yarded situation, we know what's coming. Can we stop it? And I go back to what happened though in the playoffs with Washington and Philly. And that was Luvu that was just jumping over the damn line of scrimmage because there's nothing you can do once you get to that point. And it would be the same thing with a quarterback sneak too. Like there's really not much you can do. What we're saying is it's unfair to have somebody driving that pile from behind. This had always been illegal, even in college when Matt Leinart did it with Reggie Bush, a little bit different circumstance where he saw he was trying to get in and he came up and pushed him from behind and Reggie Bush went into the end zone and USC knocked off Notre Dame. Now we've talked about this a bit with it. Do you think it gets banned, Ed? And do you have a problem with it if it does?
I have no problem if it gets banned. I don't care. But I find it odd that it used to be called assisting the runner, and it was a penalty. So you couldn't do this. So I don't know how you take something that was outlawed in football for a long time, if I remember, and then you make it part of the game. It just doesn't make sense. You know, is a face mask penalty going to be legal now? I don't get why they did that. I just don't. I don't understand. And it just seems the way the Eagles are structured is, you know, they're one of the few teams that can carry it off all the time. Because if you ever look at their offensive line, they're enormous.
Yeah.
For the biggest players on any team, they're bigger than the bigger players on any team. They're just enormous. And then your quarterback squats 600 pounds. And your running back has, you know, legs the size of my waist, which is not small. So, I mean, it's just immense people. And
Joe just told me they had an 82% success rate, did the Eagles, doing the Tush Push.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
It was 92 in 2022.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, remember, Jason Kelce retired. And,
yes, that's true.
And I'm not saying that's the sole reason, but he was
really good.
By the way, the Jordan Mailata, my friends were on a girls trip going up to New York, and they jumped on the train. It was the bye week for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls sent me a picture and goes, who is this massive human being? It was Jordan. And I told him who it was. And they were like, oh, it's so cool. We're on a train with Jordan Mailata. And he is a huge, huge person. But with him up front, even if you just went to the quarterback sneak, this is why, like, the question we asked, does this hurt the Phillies offense? Yes, it's going to ding it a little bit because Phillies? They've had so much. You did it to me. The Eagles. Is this going to hurt the Eagles offense moving forward? And the answer is yes, because they're so successful.
So reliant on it.
But like if we come back and they start quarterback sneaking in those moments, and let's say they're successful 60% of the time, you can see, it does hurt, but it's still pretty good.
Oh, that's fine then.
Yeah.
But it just seems, it's an odd thing. I never really cared. So I say, well, stop it. I mean, it's legal. But when I sat back and thought about it again, I'm like, should it be though? Like, should you have, you know, in the middle of that line, like six people involved in pushing one ball forward? Like, I don't know.
Well, there's like a lot of little things that I always question in the NFL. What about the illegal man downfield? Does it matter?
Right.
You know, like, does it really matter if he's not eligible to catch a pass? Why is that an issue?
Right.
So you got to wait for the guy to catch it and then I can come out. I just don't get that ruling. But again, to me, it's something that I think stupid that could go away. But
especially if you've got no one rushing on you, which happens. I mean, sometimes with twists and stunts, you'll have, you know, somebody be uncovered and like you're looking as a linebacker. Well, no, he's uncovered. And like
the Hail Mary plays. Mary plays are, you know, towards the end of the game when teams go into prevent and you got three pass rushers or two going up against five guys. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of goofy rules, and we even said this with baseball. Like, when they talked about banning the shift, you're going, well, why? It's a defensive option.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want more offense. And, I mean, this is one of those ones that's weird because I think other teams complained about it, and then it won't get – well, the ruling will get passed that it's illegal now and go back to the old way that we've had before. But, you know, the Eagles are still going to be – tremendous with it. I mean, you got Saquon Barkley back there still, so their running game is going to be excellent with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley if they stay healthy.
No doubt.
But this is just one of those short yardage situations that I think a lot of defensive players hate.
It's just that, you know, and the fact that they won the Super Bowl doesn't help their argument because they're one of the few teams that don't have to worry about fourth down plays very often. Do you have to make a decision? No, we're going for it because we can pick up 2 yards, believe it or not.
And that's when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, if you're on your own 40 and you know you're going to get it,
yes,
you're going to go for it.
Of course.
And even in this day and age in the league, teams are going for it way more because the advantages are all on offense. They are.
Yeah.
Like, I even like the idea of getting rid of the onside kick and doing the 4th and 20 because I still think the offense has a great shot of getting that, even though you know they got to go 20 yards.
And one of the. The onside kick change is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in football. One of the reasons it was successful was the element of surprise. Now you have to tell them you're doing it. And you can only do it if you're behind the fourth quarter. Like, you have to have all these things happen so everyone knows it's happening. Before, you could run up and if they're expecting a regular kickoff and you onside it just to surprise. The Saints did it in the Super Bowl, didn't they? Where they did one at an odd time.
Yeah. Well, that was against the Colts.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks. Start the second half, they went with an onside kick, right. To which I still say Hank Baskett recovered that and somebody pulled it out underneath the pile. I mean, if you're watching it, it's like, how did the ball squirt out when it got to him right there?
The squirter?
It just, yeah, that's what it was. But how did that happen? And again, it goes back to what people remember from that.
Yeah.
Is Peyton Manning's pick 6 to end the game. They were losing at that point. You know, they'd given up the lead. They had a double-digit lead in the first half. Yeah. So, we don't need to go down that path.
They're thinking about changing that rule again.
With the onside kick?
League owners will consider this week a proposal to change onside kicks again that would allow the trailing team to declare an onside kick at any point during the game. Then they would also allow the team kicking to have their front foot on the restraining line on onside kicks, which would make it a little bit easier for them to recover the kick.
Hmm. All right. They still have to announce it, though. All right.
Yep. All right. Well, we got to step out of here. I know I'm running behind. We've got a lot to come up in the next hour. We're going to get to the Daily Line. Had a great night last night. A lot that I like today. We're also going to get some more reactions to Mike Elias. But if you could create your dream starting offensive five for the U.S. Olympic flag team, and I'm assuming that's 3 receivers, a running back, and a quarterback. Is that how we want to set it up?
2 receivers, running back, a center. And a quarterback.
Oh,
the center has the ability to catch the ball.
So he's eligible. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I mean, there's a lot of 5-on-5.
But it doesn't have to be an offensive player, though. It's like, for instance, you could have Michael Parsons end up being, if he's athletic enough to play center.
Well, we'll break it down and get into it. And I'll even tell you the story. I played some 5-on-5, and ironically, I was the center when we did it. And we won a tournament down at Pimlico. So, all right, we're going to talk about that next. Give us your favorite starting five to have for flag football. We do it next here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.